Do you want to know the truth? Or do you just want to feel good? Here's Gruber. Fierce and fearless.
Bob, I'm going to go ahead and go with truth. We're going to speak truth to power. I don't, why do liberals always say truth to power? Truth to power. It's like a catchphrase. I mean, I'm just going to tell the truth, and if you think it's empowering, great, and if you don't, run along. My next guest here is like a man after my own heart. He's one of my heroes because he'll walk out in the middle of, you know, rabid liberals on campuses across the country and say, what do you think about this or what do you know about that? And he comes to the conclusion oftentimes they don't know much of anything about, well, much of anything. Cabot Phillips here, media director for Campus Reform, sitting down with us live from CPAC. Cabot, good to see you again.
It's great to be here.
Now, I understand you got run out of Michigan State University not long ago. You tried to show up and do something. They didn't run you out completely, but they said, here's a closet, and you can sit here and talk to the people you want, because you're too conservative. You might offend somebody.
Yep, there was a 9/11 event, and they had speakers from different platforms and backgrounds invited by student groups.
Right.
And the student groups found out that I was going to be there as one of the speakers. I was going to be talking about unity and freedom, 9/11 message.
Right, exactly.
And the liberal group said that if I was allowed on stage, they were going to boycott that event and make sure that no one showed up. And so the university, rather than saying, no, we're going to stick to our guns and defend freedom of speech, of course the university said, well, no, please don't protest. Please don't boycott the event or cause any problems. We'll just throw this conservative speaker in a random classroom on the third floor of an academic building, and then everyone will be happy.
So Michigan State folded.
They, for the most part, yes.
They gave you a classroom.
They gave me a classroom instead of being outside at the event. And honestly, this is a pretty common thing on university campuses. I've been on over 100 in the last year and a half, two years.
And I watch your videos all the time. I do. Mm-hmm. I find your videos to be very entertaining. You're a smart guy. You're a funny guy. You're quick-witted and you're quick on your feet, which I think is very entertaining, because you'll ask people a series of questions about whatever the topic may be, and you'll say, well, do you realize this? And you'll turn it on them, and they sit there with just a blank look on their face, which I adore. You know, when you take liberals and say, but if you look at the fact, and they just look at you, what? The Green New Deal, for example, you've been out there talking about that on one of the videos I think I saw recently. Yeah. You know, it includes, you know, getting rid of cows. And I wonder if Boeing realizes that the 110 jumbo jets, they just made a deal to sell to Vietnam here about 3 days ago, if we should just go ahead and tell Boeing there aren't going to be any jumbo jets in 10 years. You know,
our goal is saying, we want to have some light bulb moments on campus. And I think that a lot of students, they never actually hear outside opinions, never hear conservative ideas. And
no,
so
it's the echo chamber.
We're viewing it as our goal at Campus Reform. I'm trying to say, hey, if the university won't do it, I'm going to bring some outside ideas. And so we'll often ask people, try to get past their own biases. We did the same thing with the tax bill. Right. When Trump was pushing the tax reform, everyone said it was horrible and racist and evil and bigoted. So I just went out and said, hey, guys, what do you think of Trump's tax plan? Everyone hated it. And I said, well, Bernie Sanders released a new tax plan. I'm going to read it off for you, get your opinion. Everyone loved it. And it was actually Trump's tax plan. I just read them the bullet points. And everyone said, this is compassionate. It's common sense. It's going to help the little man in America. It's not surprising it's Bernie. And I said, well, it's actually Trump's tax plan. And everyone, it's kind of this moment of, wait a second, but I was told that Trump was a horrible person. He couldn't possibly have a good idea like this. So we're trying to cut through what's going on in class, because all they're hearing in class are these liberal ideas. It's all they're getting the pressure from social media and mainstream media. We're trying to have these aha moments of getting them to cut through their own bias and think on facts, think on logic, and not just on their own bias.
So, Cabot, how does a kid like you from Georgia, North Georgia, figure out that I want to go out and I want to help change the world, expose people to ideas they're not hearing? I mean, where do you get that notion and that enthusiasm?
I went to quite a liberal high school growing up in Northern Virginia there right before college. I was looking where I wanted to go. I went to Liberty University, very conservative institution.
Sure.
I said, I want to be surrounded by some like-minded people. And I would see my friends on social media talking about how biased their college education was. And I thought, well, they're being babies, or these are a few isolated incidents. And then I stumbled upon our website, campusreform.org. I started reading stories, and I'm like, oh, this is a broad problem.
Oh, yeah.
And I almost felt guilty that I wasn't helping my peers and people in my generation. So I got involved with Campus Reform, started going to different campuses, trying to use social media, video content, YouTube, things like that to reach people my age to get them to hopefully wake up.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Cabot Phillips here, media director for Campus Reform, a guy who is basically the man on the streets trying to enlighten young people in America. Now, one of our conservative friends out in California got punched in the face.
Yep.
Here, well, it's been a week or two
yeah.
now. I mean, he got pummeled for being a conservative on campus. Of course, University of California, Berkeley has done from what I can tell, nothing about it. Now, do you ever face physical threats like that? And what should happen with his case?
Well, I'll start with, for me personally, I often have people sending me threats on social media or going around and trying to intimidate me.
It's nice to be liked.
Getting in my face and swearing at me and all of that. I have not been physically attacked like that, thankfully.
Well, usually you have to pay $3,500 and get mugging supply. Anyhow, that's a different story. Sorry about that.
The student that was assaulted was actually my coworker, Hayden.
All right.
We worked together, and he was invited by a student group there at UC Berkeley to help, and viciously assaulted. I'm sure many listeners have seen the video.
Oh, his eyes swollen shut. He took a hell of a punch.
I talked to him the next day. Said his ears were still ringing for the next day. Sucker punched.
Yeah.
And
we
actually have exclusive details on that. A campus former reached out to the police department. UC Berkeley has identified a suspect, and they are seeking a felony assault warrant.
So something's going to happen. But if you guys hadn't spoken up, if you guys hadn't said, wait a second, what would have happened?
That's what it takes. UC Berkeley has often in the past let this kind of thing go. Remember the big Milo protest a few years ago?
Oh, sure.
$500,000 in property damage, a dozen students injured or hospitalized. One person was arrested from that entire event. And that's what it takes is accountability. It takes the American people to say, we're not going to let this
stand. Isn't it telling? Isn't it striking to you that those on the left, those right-wing fascists, are out beating people up? The Antifa crowd, these people that punched your friend in the face here in California. Yeah, look at those Republican fascists, when the truth of the matter is just the opposite.
Right before they attacked him, one of the students came up and flipped his table and said, you are inciting violence here. Think of the irony to accuse someone of inciting violence and
they're
to punch
too ignorant
them in the face.
To understand.
They absolutely are. And this isn't an isolated incident either. It just so happens that this one incident was caught on video. This week alone, there was a 71-year-old man that was assaulted in a grocery store for having a MAGA hat. There was a high school student in Oklahoma that was assaulted. There was a warrant out for the arrest.
81-year-old guy.
81-year-old. There was another man in a Mexican restaurant there, I believe, in Cape Cod. So that's just this week alone. People assaulted for wearing
How could a racist Trump supporter even be in a Mexican restaurant? I'm confused.
There are many questions to be asked there. And I also think, again, when you convince an entire generation, in this case millennials, Generation Z, that words are violence. If you don't like someone's words, call them violence.
Exactly.
It makes violence justifiable in response in their warped perception of what reality is.
And it makes college kids ignorant. Cabot Phillips, you are one of my heroes, and I mean that because we watch your videos all the time. Media director for Campus Reform, and if you haven't checked out Campus Reform, you need to go to their website today. It is
campusreform.org.
You see how easy that is? Campusreform.org. It's the Steve Gruber Show live from CPAC. Cabot, greatly appreciate it. Great seeing you.
Absolutely. Thank you.